agenda. And the next item on the agenda is the report from the commissioners. So Robert, you've been teasing this for a while. You want to start?
Sure. I'm still quite involved in several organizations, blindness related. The secretary of the Omaha chapter, and then the president of the senior division, the NFA senior division here, obviously Nebraska. Then also on the national level, I am the second vice president of the senior division. And I'm also the webmaster for that particular group. And there are meetings, generally speaking, with the senior division is every month, but of course the same thing with the chapter, Omaha chapter. Then the senior thing is less often, but there's still maybe like six different meetings during the year. Then that I spoke just a little tiny bit about the friends of the commission. I'm the chairman of that. I guess it's the president. And we meet once a quarter, a Tuesday before the Saturday of the commissioners' meeting. So we are still working, actively on putting together a grant. And like I was saying, just through talking with Carlos, we are going to somewhat change the focus on what kinds of money will be spent on what. So he mentioned technology, for kids, so they have something that's theirs. So over the summer or over the weekends, if it's the same type of device they're using at school, that'd be a wonderful thing if they had access to it. Then also then some monies for grants to give families, with a blind child, to go to a convention of the blind, within this state or nationally speaking, because there definitely are some groups of parents, that are doing some great things and they have great resources. So that's always, if you've ever been to a national convention or even a state one, it's really very inspiring. So that's what those people really need, is a shot in the arm like that. So that would be another area of monies. That's a little bit different than what we were thinking to begin with, but that's a really great idea. Then also just some, like we're gonna enjoy here this afternoon, some snacks, because that's still an item that I wonder if there's a gathering of blind folks, be they teenagers or young folks with parents. The commission normally can't spend the money for refreshments, so that would be just another item we would be willing to cover. And we're just about ready to we're polishing now. We're just about ready to go for the first try with the documents as we now have them. So anyway, so it's all been good, so it keeps me going, and I appreciate this coming here, and I'll have another year of it. So, all right.
Thank you, Robert.
So what else is there?
Okay, so this is Kimberly. And for the, past quarter, some of the things that I've been working on, blindness related, I do facilitate our at-large chapter meeting for the National Federation of the Blind. And I always forget to mention, but I am the NFB designee here on this board. And also, the NFB has had their Bell Academy at home version, so it's a virtual. And I've had the opportunity to mentor a couple Nebraska children who are in the program, so it's been a little bit of fun there. We have one young 5-year-old in the program right now, and this next week will be the last week of that program. I had the opportunity this past week to get to talk to some of young people that I know pretty well from NCBBI. I spoke during their power hour and talked to them about a little bit about what disability services is like at the university or college level, and kind of the different things that they need to know about advocating for themselves and what the expectations are for them, opposed to in high school and elementary school. It's a lot different, and their participation sometimes is a lot less because there is a lot more participation from their parents or TBIs, and so they just have to take a more active role. So we got a chance to talk about that, and they were able to ask questions. It was kind of a good experience, I hope, for them as well. Let's see what else. I guess I also attended the National Federation of the Blind's virtual convention this past month. And then also as a part of the University of Nebraska-Kearney, I was able to attend. And it's not just blindness related, but disability in general. And it's helpful because they talk, I went to a conference that was 3 weeks long. It's the Association of Higher Education and Disability. And it was also virtual, but a lot of conversations about how people have been affected during COVID-19 and their access to or inaccessibility to different technology and things that they needed. So I've had an opportunity to do that. I'm also a part of the Nebraska National Federation of the Blind, the state board. I'm on the state affiliate board as well. I think that's about it.
All right. Well, I serve as the American Council of the Blind. I'm Nebraska state president, and we held our convention first part of July, and it was done virtually. The nice thing is a lot of this, most of the stuff was archived, so what I didn't hear I want to listen to, I'll go back through later and listen to it. It went off fairly well. Nationally, ACB is doing a lot of virtual meetings to encourage people to, not be in isolation, so they're offering a lot of different kinds of programming every night, every day. Locally, ACBMs, we did sign on with a couple other nonprofits like the Nebraska Disability Rights and ARCA Nebraska and Nebraska Statewide Independent Living to encourage our governor to make testing more accessible, and that was something we've done. We continue to touch base with each other, our membership, and make sure they're okay. We get a lot of calls asking for some guidance and assistance, so a lot of times we direct them to the commission. So commission's the best position to help people right now. I also serve as the OAB president, and we've had one meeting this year because of the virus, and the Omaha Association of Blind exists to get people out and about and to meet each other. Right now, we've decided not to have virtual meetings to disincentivize future meetings together, but if this thing continues on, we may have to revisit that. But doing that, I serve as the vice chair of the Omaha Rapid Bus Transit stakeholder, and we've been working on that for 5 years, and they're gonna start rolling out the new buses in October, and that's gonna be exciting. It's accessible public transportation, it's gonna be faster and more predictable, so that's really exciting. I've been working on that for a long time. And I serve on some other coordinated transportation committee and different things, because if you're blind, transportation's an issue, a challenge, so that's where, I like to spend a lot of my advocacy time. So, I can't thank the commission for helping those people that are in need right now. So that's all I got.
Okay, well, I think the main thing that I've done since our last meeting is just kind of continue to build relationships between my students and the commission. I was contacted by John oh, a couple months ago, and asking if I had a student that needed any technology. And it's like, oh my gosh, yeah. So anyway, I have had a student, which of course is a client, young student, so she's not able to, well, she is able, but she's only in fourth grade, so it's one that we, the parents do most of the talking with her and help her with that. But, and parents don't always open up to the commission like they could at first, you know, until that relationship is there. And I've been working with the student forever, and so, so I just kind of helped John connect with the parent, and he got a computer to her, and she's, well, first of all, been visited with Kelly, because Kelly helped me and her get things all settled up and figuring out what to do and how to do it and to connect, and you know, it's just, you know, building relationships. Mm-hmm. And the parent just needed to know that she needs to have a relationship with the commission in order to continue getting, you know, help and assistance. And so it's just building relationships. And then I had another student that going to college, and he has always resisted accepting his visual disability, his visual impairment. And this last year with getting to know the commission more and understanding that they're there to help him to be successful, and he's all gung-ho for contacting student services and getting things lined up. And before, earlier in the year, he was just, you know, I don't need it, you know. So it's just amazing seeing that he's understanding that the relationship and the support is building confidence in him. So that's nice to see. And I also went to a Zoom webinar, and I love what they were doing. We've been hearing so much about accessibility. We teach through the expanded core curriculum, me being a TVI, assistive technology. Well, during one of my webinars, they were saying that, you know, assistive kind of means that, indicates that a person needs help. And so she was saying that she would like, and I just love this thought of changing it to accessible technology, because we don't want to portray that we're needing assistance with this technology, but no, it's accessible. I can do it independently, and I own it. Okay. And so I'd love to keep going on the accessible technology, and so I just like that thought, and that's about it. Just building relationships.
Thank you. Well, since our last meeting, I've been able to. I've finally been assigned a couple of mentees for the NFB mentoring program, so I've got that going on. But a lot of what I do as far as advocacy and stuff like that is really working in my daily work that I do, not just for any guests that come in, but for my staff as well. Since then, I have kind of unofficially been an AGM of two hotels right now, because our sister property next door. I've just been helping out a lot with that. We actually had a situation where, because of COVID and everything, and we had to reduce our staff so much, that we've been having people strip beds for housekeeping the night before. And we had one night auditor that went up to my boss and was like, is he going to be able to do that? And so what I did was I made a video. I had my boss record it. She was like, well, you know, he takes care of it. He has his own house. He makes his own bed there and strips it. Why wouldn't he be able to do that? But just to kind of prove the point, and because I can be kind of a smart butt sometimes, what we did is we actually recorded me stripping a bed blindfolded. During which I also kind of brought up the point that we have the commission, the orientation center here, and I had gone through that where we learned how to do all this kind of stuff without any vision whatsoever. And my boss is like, gee, really? I know some sighted people who could use that class. But so we made this video, and then I put it to the tune of the Happy Happy Joy Joy song from Ren Stimpy. And did after stripping the bed in like very quick time, I then did it in a speed up time with that song. And it kind of proved the point that, you know, vision isn't everything, that, you know, and I actually had to prove that to a lot of them when I got promoted to AGM to begin with. There were a number of them that were like, why the hell did you promote him? He can't even read this computer screen. But yet, in the time that I've been in that position, I've actually raised a lot of eyebrows even at our corporate level, because when we had the boss that promoted me, had to be let go, they were looking for evidence of, you know, her not doing her job. And during that time, I helped process over $30,000 in accounts receivable. Wow. And helped process more than $19,000 in bills that she hadn't even touched. So
nice.
That's what I've been up to.
Kim, okay.
Mark, we have the center.
Yeah, would you please introduce them?
Okay.
Yeah.
Around the microphone, if you would just introduce yourself, so you just come right up here where your position is. I'll hold it right in front of you. So here for a minute. My name is Nicole Gohier. I'm going to be the home management instructor at the center. And hopefully my training will be done in a week.
I'm Julie Vibbles Thompson. I will be working with the older blind in the Norfolk area. And my training is done today.
Wow. Congratulations.
Hi, I'm Aaron Sands. I am from the Port Platte District. I'm the technology specialist out there now, and my training is done today, too.
I'm Kelly Coleman. I'm the technology specialist here in Lincoln, and my training ends today as well.
I'm Greg Walsh. I'm a supervisor, and it has been a joy getting to know these staff trainees. As Nicole said, her training will end on Friday, and then we still have one more staff training that will, Nicole will be done next Friday, and then we have one more staff trainee who is a VR counselor out in the North Platte District. Her training will end in mid-August.
All right.
All right.
The Battle of the Wipes. You got it pulled off.
All right. Well, I'm so glad to see all you visitors here today. So thank you for coming. And Greg, thanks for taking good care of them and getting them started on the right track. Next on the
stand for you now.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the update from Newsline. So I'm just going to slide this over, if that's okay.
All right, that works.
There you go, Kimberly.
Okay. So this past quarter for Newsline, we've seen some changes. One of the things that had been increasing with Newsline is the usage for the Amazon Alexa. We saw a lot more subscribers that were utilizing that, the Newsline content through Alexa. And it kind of jumped down for 1 month, down to like only 9 subscribers that were using that. It's gone back up a little bit, but it went down from like 74 users.
Wow.
So I know 1 month they did have some technical difficulties, and I'm hoping that that was the issue. But this past week, I've actually had an opportunity to have a conversation with Scott White, who is at the national headquarters for NFB Newsline. And I had some questions. I noticed that our numbers for new subscribers on the reports that I get weren't always listed in the report, but it would be shown in the total that we had new subscribers.
So he didn't quite have an explanation for that, but he did say that I should be receiving a news, a notification anytime we get a new subscriber that they put on the Newsline list. But that hadn't been happening, so now that's all updated, and just in the past couple days, we have two new subscribers. So
wow.
It's very nice. And then also, it's something that I hadn't been aware of, but now know, and is if anybody wants to have someone subscribe to NFB Newsline and they don't have access to fill out the application online, they can contact me, and I actually have the ability to add them as well, as long as I can certify that they are, they have the supporting information that says that they qualify for the Newsline program. Let's see, what else did I find out? Oh, I noticed also that our numbers for subscribers using the local number versus the toll-free number was actually only like in the 40, 49, 46%, just depends on the month. And I did get to talk to Scott about that a little bit. And he said at times the reason that happens is a lot of our subscribers may not have unlimited long distance, so they choose to use that toll-free number. And he did say that now states are being charged just a flat rate for the long distance opposed to like by usage. So that's also something new that I've learned. I don't know if that information is helpful for any of you that know that from past Newsline. So I think that is about it.
Any questions, commissioners?
No. I think right now we have 2,069 subscribers on NFB Newsline for Nebraska.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Kimberly, and I'd like to thank you for preparing your report in advance and giving the commissioners a chance to read it before the meeting. So thank you. And also, Carlos, thank you for getting the reports out on a timely basis. And Kathy, thank you for getting all the staff reports so that we have time to review those before the meetings. So next on the agenda, we have the client assistance program. And who wants to handle that from the commission?
I will.
Okay.
It's very short.
Kat,
do you want to be a stick out from you?
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Sorry.
You're using some weight cut. just very short, there are no complaints, but there was one that I'm still pending from last time, and the client assistant program director is still waiting from that particular client to provide information here. Report. So still pending, that's all I have.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you. One, you know, it's important that we do have a CAP process, and I can assure the consumers that they are taken very seriously. So, thank you. Next on the agenda, we have time for public comment. And does anybody from the public want to be heard or comment?
I may as well.
Jim, it's your turn.
That's why I show up. Does anybody else speak up?
That's what he is.
Is there anybody else? Anybody else? Please. Please.
This will be the Jim Yurok hour.
All right. Well, Jim.
You want me just to yell or something?
Let me get the microphone.
I know. I don't mind you. I mean, I washed my hands last month. Maybe.
Just remember that it's recorded.
No, I know. Yeah. Right. All right. I want to clarify, Robert, you want to clarify something that you suggested with regard to grants for the Commission. Sheriff Air is experiencing issues with ongoing funding because of the virus. A lot of the individual donors that have donated in the past aren't because of one reason or another. And one of the things that Board of Sheriff Air learned is that some funders are now seeking, providing funding for unique opportunities resulting from the coronavirus, and that might be something that the Friends can look at with regard to trying to secure funding, kind of, you know, how are you going to make things work with the virus? Just food for thought. I also want to clarify, Mark had suggested that ACB had signed on with concern with over the governor making testing accessible. I want to clarify that's access to COVID testing.
Yes, yes.
And
thank you.
He did not do that. I want to clarify that. And Kim, the question I have for you is, you had said that there are 2,069 subscribers on Newsline. And I've never been able to get an answer, and I don't think I will now, but out of those 2,069, how many of those are active users?
That's a really good question. I can't tell you that exactly. I'm sorry about that. The report that I get doesn't say that information. It just shows me the total number of subscribers. I suppose I do have the information if I go down through the entire list and I can count those. I just have not done that.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions, comments, Jim?
No, so, I'm done now.
All right. Kill the mic there.
So, Mark, I've got one. I guess I'm looking for a clarification.
Yeah.
So then, Kim, this 2,000 whatever the number, you know, in the past it was Every that number started from the day one and it was up to current, even though maybe some of those people 10 years ago have passed away or they've moved to a different state. So is that still, that's what makes up that number? It's just everyone who has ever been, you know, into the system, that's the number, even though they're not no longer in it?
It's my understanding that if we haven't gone in and made them inactive. So I guess that kind of answers your question too, Jim. If we don't go in and make them inactive, I think that they do show up still as active. And that's something I can get clarification on.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good question.
Well, there might be someone who needs a part-time temporary job. You have to contact those people for someone to make all the calls, you know. You know, like this contact tracing type thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I do have their contact information, so that is something that I can do.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, Jim, thanks for your comments.
Yeah, I'll shut up now. maybe.
You did bring up a good point on their special grants now for nonprofits to kind of explore ways to serve their participants in the pandemic era. I was Outlook Nebraska just got one for something like that too. So something to think about as for those nonprofits that are out there. Next on the agenda is has to